one of the nation's most iconic creatures continues its soaring comeback. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, bald eagles are returning to the state in record numbers.
It was a tough spring for Connecticut's bald eagles. May thunderstorms destroyed three nests and caused another one to fail. But despite all that, Jenny Dixon, a wildlife biologist at the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, says 2018 emerged as a banner year for bald eagles.
We had 68 chicks produced, which is great. That's the highest number we've had since bald eagles reestablished themselves as a nesting species in Connecticut.
Dixon says biologists are also seeing nests with multiple chicks, indicating the environment for eagles in Connecticut is doing really well.
When I was first starting and birding, it was a big deal to see a bald eagle.
Patrick Cummins is executive director for the Connecticut Audubon Society.
Today, you know, I can be driving down the road. I just was getting off of the Merritt, getting on 95 yesterday, and an adult bald eagle flew over. I saw one in New Haven the other day on I-91. You know, you see them in Hartford area. Almost any place in the state, any time of year, you can see a bald eagle flying over.
Cummins and Deeps Dixon say fall and winter are great times to look for bald eagles in Connecticut, as eagles fly south to capitalize on Connecticut's relatively warmer rivers. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.